Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Yisrael Tzadok ben Shulamit. The bracha of Hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav in Ruchnias and in Gashmias. And Lenishmas Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchak Yona ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, and Reb Alexander Zusha ben Reb Yosef. It's based on the Torah of Moriv Rabbi Agon Agadol, Dov Yitzchak Manzitzal. The Rambam in the 14th parak of Hilchos Evel, Halacha Aleph, writes, Mitzvah se'esei shel devreim levaker cholim l'nachem aveilim l'hotzi hames. It is a mitzvah essay, midrabbana, of their words, of the rabbis, to visit the ill, to comfort the mourners, and to bring out the dead. Attending a funeral. V'lasok b'chol tzarchei ha'kfur, to be involved in all the matters of the kfura, etc. V'leilech l'fan of l'ispa, go before him, eulogize, etc., etc. Even though all of these mitzvahs are rabbinic in nature, however, they are included in the biblical verse of "Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," love your neighbors, you love yourself. So, bikur cholim, nichum aveilim, hotzas hameis, kfur, etc., are all under the rubric of "Ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha," even though they are really only midrabbanan, but they are included in Ve'avta l'Reacha Kamocha. So this is very difficult to understand. First of all, if they're included in Ve'avta l'Reacha Kamocha, then they're not midrabbanan. They're not midivrayim. They're biblical. And if they're biblical, then how are they rabbinic? So how does the Rambam say that they're rabbinic? And that it's also biblical under the rubric of Ve'avta l'Reacha Kamocha. For amdu b'zeh b'megilas Esther b'sefer ha-mitzvos b'sharish ha-rishon ayin sham dvar b'sharish ha-sheni. Megillas Esther is a parish in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He discusses it. And the Marganit Satov is a parish in the Sefer HaMitzvos. He discusses it. The Hamek She'ela, Koflamet Zayin Otz Beis, Ve'od Ve'od. In the Kiryas Sefer of the Mabit, on the Rambam, he writes that the mitzvah of Gemilus Chasodim, B'derech Klal, is Do'iraisa, included in V'Havta L'Re'acha Kamocha, U'Pirte Gemilus Chasodim, Heim midivrehem. The mitzvah of Gemilus Chesed generally is Do'oraisa, including V'Avta L'Reacha Kamocha. But the details of Gemilus Chasadim, the Pirtei Gemilus Chasadim, are Dirabanan. And that's also difficult to understand, Lichora, because the Pratim are also Gemilus Chasadim. Otherwise, why would the rabbis obligate you in these details? Of course, they're also Gemilus Chasadim. So if mitzvahs Gemilus Chasadim derech chal is d'oraisa, so then how are these specific details only d'rabbanan? No, they're d'oraisa. What does it mean it's d'rabbanan? How could it be d'rabbanan and d'oraisa? You're a man or you're a woman? She's pregnant, she's not pregnant. He's alive or he's dead? These are generally yes or no questions. These are generally absolutes. I think they call it today binary. It's this or it's that. So, if it's Darabana, it's Darabana. If it's Daraisa, it can't be Darabana. We also have to understand what the Rambam says, B'sefer HaMitzvos B'sharash HaSheni. There, he's Masik on the Bahag, who enumerates in the Minyan HaMitzvos the Mitzvos Essay of Nichum Havelim, as one mitzvah, and the Mitzvos Essay of Bikur Cholim. And the Rambam says, no, they aren't separate mitzvahs. Rather, kol elu ha-pe'ulos kulam v'hadomim lahem nechnosim tachas mitzvah achas mikol ha-mitzvahs ha-ksuva batara v'biur v'amri yisala v'avta l'recha kamocha. No, they're all included. Nichum ha-veilim, bikur cholim, etc. They're all under the rubric of v'avta l'recha kamocha. They're not specific mitzvahs. So mitzad atzman, they're all v'avta l'recha kamocha. Doesn't that seem to contradict the Rambam, who says that they're only midivrayim, the Rambam in the Yad, in Perek Yedal, Mechaseva, Olacha Aleph, who says that it's only midrabbana? Here the Rambam seems to say that it's d'oraisa from V'avta l'Reacha Kamocha. So where are we going to go? How are we going to understand this Rambam? It says, Marenev Rabbeinu Hagon Agadar of W. Yitzchak Manzitzal as follows. It's well known what the Maharsha says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, on the Gemara there that Hillel taught the Ger who wanted to learn Kol HaTorah Kula al Regel Achas, Ma De'aloch Sani L'Chavrich Lo Sa'aved. What is hateful unto you, thou shalt not do unto your friend. What's hateful to you, don't do to your friend. Explains the Maharsha that that's an explanation of the pasuk of V'Ahavta L'Re'acha Kamocha. And that it said, B'Loshon Shlila of Lo Sa'aved, what's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend, and not in a, it's not couched in positive terms, of V'Ahavta, that you should love him, is because there's no commandment in this pasuk to do good to your friend just like you do to yourself. Because adarava, about that we would say, chayecha kodmin. You come first, you precede your friend. And only the gabei asiyas ra, there it's kamocha, there he's like you, love your neighbor as you love yourself. We see this in the context of the pasuk. There's a lot of don'ts. Lo sikom, lo sitor, right? So this is also a don't. Don't do what is hateful unto you. What's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. So there, he's equal to you. But when it comes to doing good, you come first. And that's how the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel explains the pasuk. V'terachame lechavrach demin at sanilach lo saved le. And so to Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim and Avos Ager, Ve'avtalo kamocha, that what is hateful to you, don't do to your friend. And that's why the Gemara says, Namas madisani alach, because then you're actually equal. Ayein sham, in the Maharsha, ayein in the Maharitzchayis there on the Gemara, in the Primagodim and Orachayim, Simon Ayin Beis, Be'eshel Avram Sivkot and Dalid, in the Shut Maharil Diskin, in the Psakim and Simon Reishmem, ayein sham. V'kvar kosav kein hayireim b'mitzvah reish chof dalet. And the word kamocha, he explains the same way we just saw, that it's only in the negative that he's equal to, but in the positive you come first. Look there in the yireim, look in the parish toafos re'im on the yireim. But the Prima Gadim already writes elsewhere in Kufnun Vav, in the Eshel Avram, Dibur HaMaskel, Mashakosav HaMiskabed, that's not how the Rambam holds. The Rambam seems to hold differently. The Rambam says, in the mitzvah essay of V'havta L'Rechah Kamocha, since you have to love your friend as you love yourself, Tzarech L'Saber B'Shivcho, V'Lachus Al Mimono, Kamoshu Huchas Al Mamon Atzmo, V'Rotze B'Kvod Atzmo, that you have to praise your friend, you have to be careful with his money, just like you'd be careful with your own money, and with his honor, just like you're careful with your honor. So we see from this that there's a chiyuv maisa lechavero. It's an active behavior that you're obligated towards your friend. Like the Rambam writes, legabe lisaper shivcho, right? That's that's positive. Praising him is positive. So since we see that it's positive, so it's not like the Maharsha. And it's mefurish more in the Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchos Matnot Aniim, Halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Sha'anim na mi pidyon shvuyim over al mitzvahs ve'avta l'recha kamocha. If you don't do pidyon shvuyim, you're over al recha kamocha, you have to do pidyon shvuyim. And so is mefurish in the Rambam, parak Yedalet, Mihilchos Evel. The Rambam there writes, in the mitzvahs of Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim, Shereim b'chlal ve'avta l'recha kamocha. So Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim are positives. And the Rambam, so you see, this is a chiyuv maisa because of this mitzvah. So we have the Maharsha who says that it's a matter of avoiding, of not doing bad. And then we have the Rambam who says that it's a matter of doing good as well. The Maharsha asked, as we mentioned, how is it possible that there's a chiyuv maisa klape chavero, that you're chayev to act in a certain way towards your friend, just like you would act towards yourself? It says chayecha kodmim. It says you come first. So the Ramban had this problem in his parish al Torah and Parashas Kedoshim. Tosis talks about it. Sanhedrin mem hamad alef divar maschu barulo. So we see a teretz for this in the Rambam himself in Hilchos Evel and the High Mikdover in Parashas Kedoshim, who's already omit on this teretz. And that's what the Rambam writes. Afal pisha kol mitzvah seilam edivrayam harein b'chlal ve'avta l'recha kamocha. Kol hadvarim she'ata rotze she'yasu osam l'cha acherim asei otam le'achicha b'toro v'mitzvus. all of the things that you would want that other people should do for you, you should do for your brother in Torah and mitzvahs, for your pious brother. So it's mavur in the Rambam that kamocha doesn't mean what you love and want for yourself, you have to do for your friend. No, chayecha kodmim, you come first. You don't have to equal him in everything. Every time you buy a pair of shoes, you have to buy a pair of shoes for Gans Klal Yisrael. No, you come first. But what does kamocha say? What you want that other people should do for you, you should do for your friend. And therefore, it's not a stira, it's not a contradiction to chayecha kodmim. Because only a chiyuv an asiyah lachavero, ki asiyas chavero lo, on that we say kamocha. What you would want your friend to do for you, you do for him. But it doesn't mean that whatever you do for yourself, you have to do for others. And therefore, if there's a stira between you and others, there's no chiyuv to do for your friend what you do for yourself. You have to come. You come first. Chayecha kodmim. The Bechor Shor in his Perush Al HaTorah in Parashas Kedoshim writes, "V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, k'mosha tarotze sheyoav otcha d'alecha sani l'chavrech lo save, she'eino omer sheyoav acher kamo atzmo." V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha means just like you want that you should be loved, what is hateful to your friend, don't do. She'eino omer sheyoav, it doesn't say, it says the Bechor Shor, that you should love someone else as much as you love yourself. Elaksiv v'chay achicha imach, chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. We know that chayecha kodmin, your brother lives with you, but you come first. She'im hayarotza lomer sheyoav v'acher kamo atzmo, hayelo lichto v'avta v'avta es recha kamocha, v'chein v'avta lo kamocha. V'lo ksu v'lo kasa v'avta oso kamocha. Aval b'makom acher shekasa v'avta misager lo kasav kamocha, v'avta lo mashma, lasos lo kamocha, shekmo shata rotza shiyase hu lecha, kmo shepe rashti. So he also says that if it would say es kamocha, then it would be equal to you. But it doesn't say that anywhere about anybody, even about a ger, it says v'avta es ager, but not kamocha. It says l'reacha. What does the l'reacha mean? Mashma lasos lo kamocha. Just like you want him to do to you, you do to him. So it emerges according to this, she'bi'ikaron, that in principle, the Rambam and the Maharsha are really going on the same path. Just the Maharsha was mitzamtzem, contracted this, only klapei dvarim shlilim. The Maharsha says, listen, your life comes first. So that means that only in negative things, don't do what's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. When you don't want other people to do it to you, don't do to them. The Rambam expanded this and said also the good things that you want other people to do for you, you should do on their behalf. Otherwise, we have a kash in the Maharsha. Even if you're refraining from doing bad things, he's still not kamocha. How is he kamocha? Because we would still have a klal of chayecha kodmin. Still, you're going to still come first. So that might come at your friend's expense. So what does the Maharsha mean? So he's not going to be equal to you anymore. Your life comes first. So it must be that the Maharsha means that kamocha is not talking al avalo ke'aval atzmcha. He's not talking about loving him like you love yourself, but rather al I pe'ulos lo be'osan pe'ulos she'en charotze she'yasu lecha. There is an equator over here. What is equating you? What's equating you is that if there's something that you don't want him to do to you, don't do to him. It's usher to do to him. Again, in general, you come first. You have to take care of yourself first. But you look at the other guy and you'd say, I would hate if you would do that to me. So don't do it to him. And in that way, you're equal. But something that you expect that he would do for himself first, you know, he's He's marrying off his daughter, and he buys his daughter a beautiful apartment. And would you expect that when you marry off your daughter, you're going to buy his daughter an apartment? No, he marries off his daughter, he doesn't have to buy your daughter an apartment. Shalom al Yisrael. But you wouldn't want him to speak Lashon Hara about you. Don't speak Lashon Hara about him. You wouldn't want him to ram into your car. Don't ram into his car. It's Aser. What does the Chayecha Kodman mean? That if there's going to be a pu'ul of tsar for you or for your friend, then Chayecha Kodman. That it's expected. That's unfortunately the way the world works. That if there's going to be tsar for me or for the other guy, so we'd rather the other guy have the tsar and not me have the tsar. A lot of times we hear somebody else's tragedy or something, and we think to ourselves, thank God it wasn't me. Somebody's having a rough time, thank God it wasn't me. There's a line that they say, I once heard it from John Wooden, the famed coach of the UCLA basketball team, the Bruins, if I remember correctly. Maybe I'm wrong. It's been a long time since I was following college basketball. So he said that don't tell other people your tsaros. Don't tell other people your problems. 80% don't care, and 20% are glad you have them. Okay, so that's a one-liner. We hope it's not true. But the point is that Chayecha Kodman means that if you have a breira between a pulis tsar la'atzmo lechaveiro, then you come first. You come first. If one of you is going to have to suffer, then you come first. But otherwise, don't ever do anything to your friend that you wouldn't want him to do to you. And in that way, you're equal. Act towards your friend like you want your friend to act towards you. The principle is, what's hateful unto your friend, what's hateful unto your friend, don't do to him. Like it says in Masechet Shabbos, Yerushalmi Nedarim, Mishiyoshev B'chotich Baser, V'ika Yadu B'sakin, V'itachzi Yadu B'taka Yadu Li'nakeim, right? The person accidentally cuts himself, so he's going to hit the other hand. We're all one. So, right? We're one organism, the Jewish people. So he's explaining the Chiyuv like the Maharsha. Right? That he says, the Allah Hasani L'chavrich Lo Saved, but the Kamocha, he says, like the Rambam, chaveiro kasher chaveiro. So really, again, the Maharsha and the Rambam are the same. The point is that you have to, the way you would expect your friend to act towards you, act towards your friend. So for the Maharsha, this means don't do something negative to your friend that you wouldn't want your friend to do for you. And for the Rambam, it means do something positive for your friend that you would expect your friend to do for you. But that's the Kamocha. The Chizkuni, Al HaTorah, in Parshas Kedoshim, writes, "Eino omer ve'avta re'acha kamocha." The Yevshar Lassos can't. It doesn't say love re'acha kamocha, love neighbor like yourself. Ela ve'avta le're'acha, perush, ve'ahavta lassos lo tov ve'kamoshata oiv shi'asehu lecha. You do him good, like he a favor, nice things, like you would love for him to do for you. It's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. So the Chizkuni also writes Kedivrei HaRambam that what you would want other people to do for you, or you would be ohev that they should do for you, you should do for them. That's the Ve'ahavta. Ve'ahavta lasos lo tova. And then he brings the inyan of which is what's hateful unto you, don't do unto your friend. And that sounds like the Maharsha. That's how the Maharsha defined the mitzvah. So really, they're both going on the same path, the Rambam and the Maharsha. And the point is that no, you come before your friend, Chayecha Kodim L'Chayecha Vercha. You have to first worry about yourself. However, whatever you would expect your friend to do for you, do for him. Rambam, whatever you wouldn't want your friend to do to what's hateful unto you, you wouldn't want your friend to do to you, don't do to him. And that's the Maharsha. So we have gone on the first leg of our journey. And if God gives us life and Simchas Chaim and good health, and the financial means, then please God, we will continue on this road and we will see niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.